David, you're on. Riley.
Hey, Adam.
Mate, we've been plugging this for a while. You two have seen a film.
We did. Yep. We went to see Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie.
Right. Now, to the average consumer of 2SER, that's a lot of words that don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know what Nirvana is, but talk us through what's going on there.
Well, it's not the Nirvana you're thinking of. But
no. Nirvana with two N's. N-I-R-V.
Well, three N's.
Three N's. N-I-R-V-A-N-N-A.
Okay, that's probably doing what we shouldn't do with this review, just getting knocked down with sort of nuanced details.
Sure.
What is Nirvana, the band, for a start?
So it's a Canadian cult comedy series.
Okay.
Started as a web series in 2007.
Great.
Then it was a TV show in 2016. Okay. And now it's a movie in 2025.
So I'm right in saying that this is a sketch comedy, group?
It's not sketch.
Okay, no. this comedy group.
Imagine like Borat, where it's like just a guy on the street interacting with real people.
Okay.
But it's...
Yes.
A comedy, let's call it a...
Guerrilla filmmaking.
Yeah. Okay,
I would describe it as.
A comedic group.
It's like a Borat and Flight of the Conchords mix.
Right. Yes, because so they do music. So one of them, Jay, is a pianist, and he'll play music... And Matt will have these like grand ideas of what their live performances are, but we never actually see them perform ever because they're not a real band.
Okay, so it's like, let's call it Flight of the Conchords then.
Yep.
It's a Flight of the Conchords equivalent, and they're called Nirvana the Band.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then Nirvana the Band, much like Flight of the Conchords, had a TV show.
Yes.
So they call it Nirvana the Band, the show.
Yes.
And they have now made a movie, Nirvana the Band, the show, the movie. And you two have seen it.
Yes. So it screened last night at the Seymour Centre as part of South by Southwest Sydney.
Very good.
We were lucky enough that Madman, the legendary Australian distributor, got us a screening.
They're Australian.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. They got us a screening, which was awesome. It was packed out with fans, people who flew interstate.
Right.
Someone flew from Perth, I think, was the furthest.
Perth, at least half the crowd, Melbourne, probably.
Right. Yeah. Like a crazy amount of like diehard fans. People in costume.
Would have smelled.
It didn't smell that bad, but we were very huddled close to each other. I will say the Seymour Centre, terrible place to watch a movie.
Yeah, no.
Very uncomfortable. No leg space. Sorry to any Seymour Centre heads listening, but I would have preferred to watch it.
If there's one group of people you don't want to annoy, it's those bureaucrats at the top of the Seymour Centre. See less, I say.
Well, I was just annoyed because there is another screening on Sunday night at the Ritz.
See less.
See less. Sure. Well, see more, because you want to see this movie. This is one of the best movies of the year.
Oh, yes.
Really?
So, yes.
I think it is my top.
For non-cult fans of it?
Well, that's hard to say, because I am a cult fan.
And David?
As a moderate fan, so I've only seen the show that came out about 10 years ago.
Nirvana the Band, the show.
Yes. Yeah. Not to be confused with Nirvana the Band, the show, the web series.
Yeah, well, the web series doesn't have the show in the title.
Let's just stick to what we know. Let's just...
So, the style of the show, it features heaps of parodies of, like, iconic films and TV shows.
Okay.
So, for example, the first episode of the show features a lot of clips and music from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the movie does the same thing, but with Back to the Future. And there's even a scene in the movie where they point out how they do really skirt the lines of copyright law and parody.
Have they got an actual DeLorean?
No, well, they have an RV.
That they turn into the DeLorean.
And they have like a screen-accurate flux capacitor in the back of it. It's very good.
I like that.
Yes. So, it involves with them... as always, coming up with a scheme to get booked at the Rivoli, which is just kind of like a middling bar that they used to live across the street from, that they like want to play a gig at.
So the humor is they're trying so hard to get a very mediocre gig.
Yes. And they've been doing it for almost 20 years.
Have they ever got a gig?
No.
There's a very funny moment at the start of the movie where there's a clip from their original web series.
Yep.
Of them trying to get booked, and then it just says 17 years later.
Oh, very good.
And they're still at it.
Very good. It's been that long.
Yeah.
So, the story leads them to accidentally invent time travel and send themselves back to 2008.
Yes.
Good year.
So, there's a lot of spliced footage of the web series.
From 08.
Yes.
Wow.
So, it's their younger selves interacting with their modern day selves, and it's seamless.
Did they prepare for this?
No. So, back when they made the web series, they would film hundreds, if not thousands of hours of just them mucking around as the characters.
And they've just picked out bits that work.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's pretty incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So is it as an editing feat more than anything?
I think the camera work in this film is like genuinely like breathtaking at points.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of sequences involving the CN Tower in Toronto that are excellent.
Wow, right. Okay.
Yeah, and I think in particular the sequence when they first realize that they've arrived in 2008 is probably the funniest in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In particular, like, just so many jokes about how their sensibilities have changed and also just, like, pop culture in general. A lot of great stuff. And it just hits you over the head with them, bang, 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 all at once.
Big budget?
No. So it's a very like low budget film, and they do a lot of just shooting in public.
I believe it was funded entirely off of the Canadian government.
Wow, right.
Yes.
Okay.
So much so that there are various scenes where people will come up and be like, hey, you can't film here. Like, that happens in the show quite a lot. People will come up and, like, block the cameras and be like, hey, you can't be filming here.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Which I think has led to various lawsuits.
Well, they're very good at working around the law.
Getting out of it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I think it's a testament to, despite how low the budget is, they are clearly very experienced with this level of filmmaking and this style. Yeah. That it's like they pull it off completely.
Right.
So Matt, one of the members of the band, he's the director of the film.
Yeah.
And I think he's really showcased how much he's leveled up in the past few years.
Oh, absolutely.
This is coming off the back of his last film, Blackberry.
Yeah, Black.
That which was him.
Yes, that was directed by him.
You watched Blackberry?
The doco?
Yeah. Not the doco, the biopic.
Oh, the biopic, sorry. Yes. Biopic. Oh, one of the greats. That's a great, great biopic.
Yes. Yeah.
How so sad. He's in the, and they're all bad phones at the end, in the warehouse.
So this is his follow-up, because Blackberry was also made by the Canadian government.
Very Canadian.
So Canada was like, you did such a good job. We're funding whatever you want to do next.
That's gave me a bit more oomph to go see. That was a great biopic.
I think you will really love it, Adam, to be honest.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roland.
Even though I think he, like, obviously, like, his directing is, like, a standout feature of the film, I thought that Jay, the other member, he kind of was the highlight of the film for me. So they've always, like, had this sort of arrested development. Like, the characters are too, like, you know, failing musicians who just live with each other. They play video games. They watch old VHS movies that they grew up with.
Okay.
But in this film, Jay in particular really grapples with the fact that they've been unsuccessful at getting a gig at this really middling bar for 17 years.
He understands what's happening.
And he starts to think that, oh, the reason why I'm being held back is my best friend.
Oh, they turn on.
Yeah. Well, which provides a lot of great tension and, like, genuinely some hilarious sequences.
Right.
And one in particular that I won't spoil, but it is filmed at a very specific event that happened last year.
Oh, yeah.
That if you know, you'll recognize it immediately.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you'll know. So if you're a fan of the show or intrigued to see the film based off this review, but you missed last night's screening, there is another screening on Sunday night at the Ritz.
Which I think is selling fast, so get your tickets into that.
One of my favorites down at Randwick.
Yes.
The Ritz.
The Ritz.
Yes. Gorgeous cinema.
Out of 10?
Easy 10.
Wow. Well, those are two numbers, one larger than the other.
Is Infinity a number? No.
I'm just saying it's so good I can't put a number
Infinity
to it.
Infinity's like a concept, but David's given it 10. So that caps us off on the in the realm of reality.
Okay.
All right, 10 out of 10. I'll get it right here, boys. Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie.
Yes.
At the Ritz this Sunday.
Yes.
Yes.
See you there.